إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. Indeed, all praise is due to Allah. We praise Him, seek His aid, and ask His forgiveness. We seek refuge in Allah from our evil actions, and we seek refuge in Allah from the evil which is in us. من يهده الله فلا مضل له وَمَنْ يُضْلِلْ فَلَا هَادِيَ لَهُ. Whoever Allah guides, there is none who can misguide him. And whoever Allah allows to be misguided, there is none who can guide him. أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ. I bear witness there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah. He is alone and He has no partners. وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. I also bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is his worshipper and his final messenger. Amma ba'd, ibadallah. From the success of a person in this life and hereafter is that a person, he exalts and he attaches importance to the places and the times which Allah has exalted and attached importance to. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has exalted the masajid. And therefore, from the success of a person is to exalt the masajid and have an attachment to the masajid. And also Allah has exalted certain times, days and months. And therefore we should also exalt these days and months. And from the tawfiq of Allah for a person is that he finds in himself strength and enthusiasm in those days and months in which Allah has multiplied the reward for righteous actions. Of course, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His kindness, it is throughout the year. However, there are certain times and certain days in which Allah has multiplied the reward for a particular action. And also from the failure of a person and the loss of a person is that he ignores those days and times which Allah has exalted. So he doesn't know anything about them. And he doesn't know anything about their reward or their virtue. And from those times, those days, that month which Allah has exalted and given it a special status and specified certain actions is the month which we are in. Shahru Sha'ban, the month of Sha'ban. And we have already entered into the month of Sha'ban a few days ago. And this blessed month, the month of Sha'ban, it is a door to Ramadan. In order for a person to prepare himself for Ramadan. Ayyuhul Ibad, Ramadan is creeping upon us. Day after day, Ramadan approaches. And it isn't correct for a person who wants to truly benefit from Ramadan that he enters into Ramadan all of a sudden. Meaning today, no actions, no Quran, no dua, no istighfar, no fasting, no charity. And then tomorrow, Ramadan starts. And he goes from 0 one day to 100 on the other day. Rather, a person has to prepare for himself for the coming of Ramadan before Ramadan enters. And this is one of the reasons why many of us, we don't utilize and achieve the full benefit from Ramadan. Because we weren't prepared for Ramadan before it came. Take the example of a person on a journey. A person who is going to embark on a long journey doesn't do all of a sudden. He prepares himself and his provisions before he starts the journey. And the students, no student enters into the exam all of a sudden. Rather, they prepare for the exams before the exams come. And even our salawat, the fard prayers, we don't just stand up and pray the fard prayers, we prepare for them. Tahara, wudu, praying nawafil. And when we have prepared for the fard salah, then we pray the fard salah. And like this, the month of Sha'ban. That we should utilize this great month of Sha'ban in preparation for Ramadan. And it's unfortunate that many of us, we know nothing about the month of Sha'ban, and that we are negligent regarding this month. And this is something which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam already prophesied. He said, "Shahrun yaghfulun nas anhu." It is a month, i.e. this month, Sha'ban, which we have entered. It is a month which the people ignore, which the people are negligent. Bayna Rajab wa Ramadan. And it is between Rajab and Ramadan. Wa huwa shahrun turfa'u al-a'malu ila Allah. And in this month, the month of Sha'ban, the actions are taken up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as I mentioned, we have already entered into this month. A week has already passed. This month, like the Prophet said, شَهْرٌ يَغْفَلُ النَّاسَ عَنْهُ. This month which many people ignore and they neglect. Ibadallah, these months, the months of the Islamic calendar, they're important to us because they are a part of our religion and they are a part of our Islamic identity. And there are ibadat which are attached to these months. So us as Muslims, being Muslims, we should know about the Islamic months. And we should know about the month of Sha'ban. So it isn't correct for a Muslim that this month of Sha'ban, it enters and it exits year after year. And he had no care or concern or knowledge regarding this month. And this month, which has entered Sha'ban, it is there to take us closer to Ramadan day by day. And at the time of the Salaf, the early Muslims, they used to attach importance to the month of Sha'ban. And it was called Shahrul Qurra, the month of the reciters. Not Ramadan. Ramadan wasn't the month of the reciters of the Quran, it was Sha'ban. Why? Because in Ramadan, every person recites the Quran. The most common person, the most common Muslim, will begin reciting the Quran. So the difference between the lay person and the true reciter of the Quran was in Sha'ban, before Ramadan enters. And this is why it was called Shahrul Qurra. And when the month of Sha'ban entered, the Salaf, the righteous generations, they would turn towards their Mus'haf, towards the Quran. And also they would give their zakah in this month. So many of the Salaf, they didn't leave their zakah for Ramadan. Rather, they used to give the zakah in this month, the month of Sha'ban, before Ramadan enters. And why was this? Out of care and concern for the poor. So that before Ramadan comes, the poor people have the wealth with them so they can enable them to fast. If all of us leave our zakah to the last 10 days of Ramadan, there will be many poor people who aren't able to buy food and therefore they aren't able to fast. But if we give our zakah in the month of Sha'ban, like some of the Salaf used to do, and it reaches the poor before Ramadan comes, then it enables them to fast and they have with them the provisions. So they don't occupy Ramadan in trying to find money and food and provisions. And the Salaf, when Sha'ban entered, they used to abandon many of the worldly occupations and the worldly actions. And they used to prepare for the coming of Ramadan during Sha'ban. And in Sha'ban, they would fast more. And they would make more dhikr. And they would pray Al-Qiyam. And it was called Shahrul Qurra, the month of the Qurra, the month of the reciters. Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu, he said, كان المسلمون إذا دخل شعبان, that the Muslims in his time, i.e. the Sahaba and the Tabi'een, when the month of Sha'ban entered, انكبوا على المصاحف فقرأوها, they would turn to the Masahif, the Quran, and they would recite the Quran. وأخرجوا زكاة أموالهم, and they would give the zakat of their wealth, تقوية للضعيف والمسكين على صيام رمضان, in order to help the poor to fast Ramadan, to enable the poor in fasting Ramadan. And also our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, how was he during Sha'ban? Aisha radiallahu anha, she narrates مَسْتَكْمَلَ صِيَامَ شَهْرٍ إِلَّا رَمَضَانٍ. That the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he never completely fasted any month aside from Ramadan. وَمَا رَأَيْتُهُ أَكْثَرَ صِيَامًا مِنْهُ فِي شَعْبَانٍ. However, I never saw him fasting any other month more than the month of Sha'ban. And Ummul Mu'minin Aisha radiallahu anha, she said, كان أحب الشهور إلى رسول الله أن يصومه شعبان. That the most beloved month to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam in fasting was the month of Sha'ban, i.e. after Ramadan. And the ulama, they have mentioned the relationship between this month, Sha'ban, and Ramadan. They say it is like the salawat, that there are fard salah, there is the obligatory prayer, and before the obligatory prayer, there are sunan, rawatib, nafal prayers. And after the obligatory prayers, there are also nafal prayers, like this Ramadan and Sha'ban. So Ramadan is the obligatory fasting. However, before Ramadan, there is the nafal fasting, and it is the fasting of Sha'ban. And after Ramadan, there is also nafal fasting. And this is the 6 days of Shawwal. However, from the important rulings relating to Sha'ban is that after the half of Ramadan, after the half of Sha'ban has passed, i.e. after the 15th of Sha'ban, it is disliked for a person to start fasting. Meaning if a person wants to fast Sha'ban, then he starts fasting from the beginning of Sha'ban, before the 15th of Sha'ban, and then he continues to Ramadan. But a person who hasn't fasted anything from the beginning of Sha'ban and the half of Sha'ban has come, then he should not start fasting, except in one of three situations. The first situation is that he was fasting the beginning of Sha'ban, so he is continuing the rest of Sha'ban. Secondly, he or she has a qadha upon them, i.e. a fast which they missed out in Ramadan, and they weren't able to make up, so they make it up in Sha'ban. And thirdly, a person who has a practice throughout the year. So for example, a person fasts Monday and Thursday every week throughout the year. And therefore, even after the 15th of Sha'ban, a person continues fasting the Monday and Thursday. And also the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he forbade us from fasting 1 or 2 days before Ramadan. Unless a person has a qadha, or it is a Monday or a Thursday, and a person wants to fast Monday and Thursday. And what is the virtue of this month which we on Sha'ban? That the righteous actions are taken up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The righteous actions are taken up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The ulama, they have mentioned that the righteous actions of a person, they are taken and shown to Allah in three levels. The first level is every single day. Every single day after Fajr and after Asr, the actions of a person are taken up and shown to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second level is on a weekly level. And that is that every Thursday, the actions of a person are taken up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said in the hadith of Abi Huraira, "Inna a'mala bani Adam تُعْرَضُ كُلَّ خَمِيسٍ لَيْلَةِ الْجُمْعَةِ." That the actions of a person are shown to Allah every Thursday, the night before Friday. He said, فَلَا يُقْبَلُ عَمَلُ قَاطِعِ رَحِمٍ. And when these actions are shown to Allah on a Thursday, on a weekly level, the person who used to break the ties of kinship, his actions are not accepted. Subhanallah. On a weekly level, every week, on a Thursday, before Friday night, the actions of a person are shown to Allah. A person who broke the ties of kinship and oppressed his relatives, his actions are rejected. And then the third level is every year. Once in a year, the actions are taken to Allah. And this is in this month, the month of Sha'ban. Usama ibn Zayd radiallahu anhumah, he asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, O Messenger of Allah, I have never seen you fast any month after Ramadan like you fast this month, the month of Sha'ban. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam replied, ذَلِكَ شَهْرٌ يَغْفُلُ النَّاسَ عَنْهُ. That this is the month, this month which we are in Sha'ban, which many people ignore. بين رجب ورمضان, and it comes between رجب and رمضان. وهو شهر ترفع فيه الأعمال إلى رب العالمين, and it is the month in which righteous actions are taken to the Lord of the worlds. He said, فأحب أن يرفع عملي وأنا صائم. He said, I love for my actions to be shown to Allah and I am fasting. So he used to fast this month of Sha'ban so that when his actions are shown to Allah, he's in this blessed state, a state of fasting. Ibadallah, this blessed month, the month of Sha'ban, which comes before Ramadan, which we have already entered into. This is a month which many people ignore. Every person attaches importance to Ramadan before the Lillah. However, this month before Ramadan is also important, Sha'ban. And in this month, there's an opportunity to do great good. And blessings from Allah come down. And the sins should be abandoned. So every intelligent Muslim who seeks goodness for himself in this dunya and the akhirah should attach importance to this month. We shouldn't ignore this month. And as I mentioned, we shouldn't enter into Ramadan all of a sudden. That today there is no righteous actions, there is no tawbah, there is no dua, there is no fasting, and tomorrow Ramadan comes. It shouldn't be like this. Rather, we should use this month in preparation for the coming of Ramadan. So before Ramadan comes, we already have good deeds with us to show Allah. Before Ramadan comes, our hearts are already purified from istighfar and at-tawbah. And we should be aware of a disease. And this is the disease of always delaying. Delaying till tomorrow. I'll do it tomorrow. I'll do it tomorrow. And how many people have been afflicted by this disease? So the days of a person are 3 days. There is yesterday and it is history. It has gone. And there is today. And today is the opportunity for actions. And there is tomorrow. However, tomorrow is only a hope. Perhaps you will reach tomorrow or maybe you will not reach tomorrow. فَالْأَمْسْ مَوْعِظَةٌ So yesterday, it is a lesson for you, an admonishment. وَالْيَوْمُ غَنِيمَةٌ And today, it is an opportunity for you to do the righteous actions. وَغَدًا مُخَاطَرَةٌ And as for tomorrow, it is only a hope, only a thought. And you should know, ibadallah, that the most successful person in this life and in the hereafter is somebody who has a long life and a comfortable life. But he fills this long, comfortable life with righteous actions. A person who does this, he has a long, comfortable life, and then he fills his life with righteous actions, he has attained the best of the dunya and the akhirah. And the Prophet ﷺ said to Abu Hurairah and the companions, أَلَا أُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِخَيْرِكُمْ Should I not inform you of the best of you? They said, نَعْمْ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ They said, yes, O Messenger of Allah. He said, خِيَارُكُمْ أَطْوَلُكُمْ أَعْمَارًا That the best of you are those who have the longest lives. وَأَحْسَنُكُمْ أَعْمَالًا And those who have the best deeds. So fill these days, these blessed days of the month of Sha'ban, with obedience to Allah, giving in charity, fasting, making dhikr, praying nawafil, reciting Qur'an, learning knowledge, making tawbah, making istighfar. So when Ramadan comes to you, you are prepared to increase in your actions in Ramadan. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ لِي وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ استغفر الله الحمد لله الحمد لله عظيم الإحسان واسع الفضل والجود والامتنان جل ذكره وعلى اسمه هو الأول وليس قبله شيء وهو الآخر وليس بعده شيء وهو الظاهر وليس فوقه شيء وهو الباطن وليس دونه شيء وهو بكل شيء عليم أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين عباد الله أيها المؤمنون قبل أيام دخلنا شهر شعبان وهذا الشهر يغفل عنه كثير من الناس، ولكن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وأصحابه كانوا يصومونه ويكثر الصيام فيه وينكبون على المصاحف استعدادا لرمضان. وكان أحب الشهر إلى النبي شهر شعبان لصيام التطوع، فابدأوا بالصيام الآن واجتهدوا في قراءة القرآن وهيئوا أنفسكم لرمضان، ولا تكاسلوا، إياكم والتكاسل، واعلموا أن الله إنما جعلكم على هذا الأرض للعبادة، والوقت يجري بسرعة، والحياة قصيرة، والدنيا فانية، ولا ينجيكم إلا أعمالكم بعد فضل الله تبارك وتعالى. المال والبنون زينة الحياة الدنيا، والباقيات الصالحات خير عند ربك ثوابا وخير أملا. فاستفد من حياتك أيها العبد، فإنك لن تبقى طويلا، وما تملك من المال لن ينفعك في الآخرة، إنما ينفعك عملك الصالح. فاعمل صالحا وكل من الطيبات واستغفر للسيئات. والله أمر المؤمنين بما أمر به المرسلين، فقال: يا أيها الرسل كلوا من الطيبات واعملوا صالحا، وقال: يا أيها الذين آمنوا كلوا من طيبات ما رزقناكم واشكروا لله إن كنتم إياه تعبدون. هذا، وصلوا رحمكم الله على خير البرية وأزكى البشرية محمد بن عبد الله صاحب الحوض والشفاعة. فقد أمركم الله بأمر بدأ فيه بنفسه وثنى بملائكته قائلا: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ارض عن الخلفاء الراشدين الأئمة المهديين أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن سائر الصحابة أجمعين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم أذل الشرك والمشركين، اللهم دمر أعداءك أعداء الدين. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها، أنت وليها ومولاها. اللهم أصلح ذات بيننا وألف بين قلوبنا واهدنا سبل السلام. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم بلغنا رمضان، اللهم بلغنا رمضان، اللهم بلغنا رمضان. اللهم اغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا، وما أسررنا وما أعلنا، وما أنت أعلم به منا، أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر، لا إله إلا أنت. وصلى الله على نبينا وسلم، وأقم الصلاة.